this year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the Riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
So let's throw over to the Riverside. We've got Jack. Jack.
Thank you very much, Mike. Yes, you join us for the M3 division. Now, the atmosphere at the Riverside is getting quite party-like down here now. I mean, I've just come around to First Post Corner, and there's a big field on the other side, and there's lots of marquees, and there's lots of people sort of in shirts. It looks like a little bit like a garden party, like some of the Cambridge students might be experiencing next week. It looks very civilised over there, but they are going to have lots of boats rowing past them soon. The M3 division will be rowing past them. I'll give you a quick rundown. We've got Corpus M1 at the top of the division. St. Cat's M2, who've rowed over both days so far. They're having a solid year. They got their blaze last year, in fact, but they're having a solid year this year. Emma M2 and Claire M2 are the third and fourth boats in this division. They both rowed over yesterday. You've got an intriguing battle that might develop between Selwyn M2 at 5 and Peterhouse M2 at 6 because they have shared bumps. They bumped up one day and bumped down the other day with each other. Then running down the rest of the division, first and third M3, Trinity Hall M2, Lady Margaret M3, Girton M2, Robinson M2, Queens M3, Churchill M2, Emma M3, Magdalen M2, Clare Hall M1, Clare M3, and the sandwich boat for this division is Kings M2. Now, give you some kind of background. As I said already, I'm expecting an intriguing battle to develop between Selwyn and Peterhouse. Not sure whether Peterhouse have managed to bump up on Selwyn again. We've just had the 1 minute cannon there, so the boats will start pushing out now. I can see them pushing out just under the motorway bridge. Looking ahead, we've had, obviously, I mentioned St. Cat's M2. They rode over both days so far. So have first and third M3. They've just had a solid year. The other battle which I expect, or other bump, should we say, that I expect to happen, is between Robinson M2 and Girton M2. Girton M2, they've been bumped for the last 2 days. Robinson M2 have bumped up the last 2 days. So those two boats, I think, are going to come into a collision course at some point. Others, Emma M3, they are up for spoons tomorrow, a bit like their M4 and M5 boat. They're having a bit of a... I'm not going to say shocking year, but they are on for spoons. I think spoons is quite shocking. You never know. So the boats are now out in the middle of the river. We are about to go here on First Post Corner. There's lots of people gathering as well. There's lots of other people gathering around here. And that is the first of the cannons. And let us go then. So we are away in this M3 division. Corpus M1 are getting away fairly quickly here. Looks like they look solid away from there. They're being chased by St. Cat's M2. Following them is Emma M2. And I'll just wait for them to come into my reach. Yes, Corpus. They look very strong, actually. Nice long strokes through the water. They're picking up speed really quickly there. I think they'll be good for a row over. And there's lots of splashing happening with St. Cat's M2. But they're about two boat lengths now off Corpus M1. And they look about a boat length and a half off them is Emma M2. So those top three boats, they're starting to get away from each other now. Those three are sort of racing away. Behind them, we've got Claire M2. They are probably about a boat and a half length away from Emma M2. Behind them, another sort of boat and a half length away. So they're on station as well. Are Selwyn M2. And Selwyn M2 are now on station again with Peterhouse M2. It's quite a solid start to this division, I think, where all boats are just getting away and getting into their stride as Peterhouse come past me, taking quite a tight line around First Boat Corner here. Behind them, we have first and third M3. They are quite a way off Peterhouse, actually. But having said that, they're probably a boat length now off them. But the interesting battle behind them is Trinity Hall M2. There's overlap with Lady Margaret M3 here. I'm sure that's going to happen at some point. There's going to be collisions soon. I think the cocks of Trinity. Yes, Trinity Hall have conceded there. That's Trinity Hall M2. There's been a bump by Lady Margaret M3. They have bumped there. So that's our first bump in this division. There's also been another bump behind them where Girton M2 have been bumped by Robinson M2. I said that one would happen pretty early on with Girton on for their spoons and Robinson M2 on for their blades. I'm just going to get out of the way as the crews pull into the riverbank there. And behind them, we've also got another bump. There's loads of bumps happening just before first post corner here. I can see Queen's M3 pulling over to the side and Church of M2 pulling over to the side, which means we've had a bump there. And unless they get out of the way quickly, we could have carnage. No, it looks like Emma M3 behind them have just managed to get through. That's all we've got here for now. Al, you're up at Grassy. Can you see anything more at the moment?
It looks like quite a lot of distance here is being maintained between crews. I can just see Rogue past here. So Robinson have just gone past. I can just see first and third just moving past me now. It doesn't look like they're going to catch the bit in front of them.
To Jack.
Just keeping quite an eye to the bank. Jack, what can you see?
As for going around first post corner, Claire Hall M1 are closing down on Magdalen M2 incredibly quickly here. They're both taking really tight lines around first post corner to try and get as much speed as they can. That one has just disappeared out of my view, so I expect how you're at Grassy, you'll probably be able to see that battle developing.
Yeah, right here at Grassy, I can see Emmanuel M2 just coming around the corner, hotly pursued by Claire M2, and just behind them, looks like
Emily.
Looks like Claire Hall and
Emily
playing, quite tightly on Morning M2. Looks like we could have a bump. Getting very close. Morning M2. Morning M2.
Emily?
Away from them. Looks like the distance is now increasing. Emily, what can you see here, Jitten?
So the Peterhouse Selwyn tussle is continuing for a third day. Peterhouse looked to be just inside a length on Selwyn as they just went past Jitten. It's going to be another tight one, but they may well bump somewhere down the reach. Claire and the two look like they're probably going to be having a rollover, and the top three boats all pass through pretty much on station. I've just had first and third M3 pass me, probably also rowing over, and that looks to be all for now. Jack, can you see anything from the first three boats on the reach?
Yeah, the tranquility of the long reach has been destroyed. We've got, as you said, the first three are pretty much at station.
Ooh.
We do
Emily?
Have Emma.
Emily.
No, sorry, second cap. Emily, back to you at Ditton.
We've got an exciting three-boat sandwich going on here at Ditton. So Emma are going round first. Then, about half a length behind, we have Magdalen M2, and about another three-quarters of a length behind them, Claire Hall M1, who are starting to look pretty tired. But the three boats are going round very close together around Ditton Corner. There is likely to be a bump somewhere. Let's pass back over to Jack in the gut.
Jack! We've had... an absolute shocker here. Selwyn M2 actually rode into the bank. They were taking a very inside line, and the oars then got stuck on the bank, and very quickly Peterhouse M2 caught up with them and got a bump right in the middle of the long reach. And then quite some way behind them, we've got Emma M3, as far as I can make it out. Although I'm not too sure about that. But that is confirmed. We have a bump.
Jack has actually
bumped up on Selwyn M2 after Selwyn crashed into the bank. Sorry, back to you, Jack. Is that right at the start?
Yes, I've just got one more bump that happened right at the very start, right here, right at the very back of the division, just under the motorway bridge, where King's M2, the sandwich boat, have got into M3 proper by bumping up on Claire M3. Now, we seem to have a lot of kind of confirmed results, but what's happening with that three-way tussle between Emma M3, Magdalen M2 and Claire Hall M1, Jack on the long reach?
Yes, they're just coming past me. Thank you, Jack. M3 looking strong. The coach is pushing them on. He's asking for more. There's about a boat length between them and Maudlin M2. And then there's now a fair distance between them and Clare Hall. I'd say about two boat lengths. So it's now down to a two-horse race, I'd say. Emma, M3, are definitely losing ground. Maudlin, M2, gaining on them fast. And there's a potential... I think there's going to be a bump before the end, but it's close. Clare Hall are lagging behind. We just had a fan shouting, it's all action stations down here. And the cyclists cycling past in the dust on the towpath. But it does actually look to me, they're pulling away from me now, they're going under the railway bridge, but it does actually look to me that Emma M3 have found some sort of strength and are pulling away slightly. We're going to have to wait for the confirmed results because they've just gone out of my eye line around the kink in the reach. But have we got any more results from further up the course?
To Jack? Yeah, I mean, I think we'll probably be able to call some provisional results on that division then. Obviously, we will get back with Jack later on, who will have some confirmed results. But the provisional results, as I see them, we have Corpus M1, St. Cat's M2, Emma M2 and Clare M2 all rowing over. I believe that's right. If that's wrong, guys, please stop me. We have Peterhouse M2 and Selwyn M2. They continue their two-way tussle into the final day. They have bumped each other each day now, so that's going to be intriguing tomorrow. First and third, M3 look good for a row over again. They're continuing their solid run. Trinity Hall M2 were bumped by Lady Margaret M3. That's an interesting battle if ever there was something there. It would be tomorrow when they are facing each other again because they did start next to each other on the first day. Girton M2 are on for Spoons tomorrow because Robinson M2 are on for Blades, bumped up on them. Queens M3 were bumped by Churchill M2. Emma M3 and Maudlin M2 will have to get confirmed on that one, but they might row over. We don't quite know yet. Clare Hall M1 looked very good for a row over. And then Clare M3 were bumped by the sandwich boat Kings M2. We'll get confirmed results for the studio soon. Back to you until then.
Thank you very much. So, congratulations to those crew who's bumped. I think it's time to crack out the sound flashes, don't you? What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Well done, Benson. Well done to Peterhouse. Churchill said,
"We shall fight on the beaches."
And now, well done to Churchill. Sorry, I haven't got one for LMBC. We need to find one, don't we? It's CAM FM 97.2. This is the Maybumps 2014 Day 3 coverage.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance, and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY. Proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Let's cross over to the Riverside with a results update for that last division. Jack, hello.
Yeah, hello, Mike. Just a little juicy tidbit for you before the results. I heard the Selwyn M2, they crashed into the side of the bank with their oars. And you'd expect them to be quite dejected, but they were very upbeat and they seemed very... very upbeat about the prospect of a bump tomorrow. They were very...
Well, they
very
bumped into the bank, so, anyway. You know, they're getting there.
Yeah, well, yeah, they got a bump of sorts, I suppose, yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, they were very looking on the positive side, which I thought was good. Anyway, results. Corpus Christi M1 rode over, so did St. Cat's M2, Emma M2, Clare M2. They all rode over. And incidentally, yeah, the top two, Corpus Christi and M1, St. Cat's, I've rode over every day so far, so they're looking steady. Selwyn M2, as we said, were bumped down by Peterhouse M2 after a crash. First and thirds M3 rode over. Tit Hall M2 were bumped down by LMBC M3, who are just rowing past, actually, with Foliage. Girton M2 have been bumped down by Robinson M2. Queens M3 bumped down by Churchill M2. And then the race at the bottom, which we're all getting very excited about, actually... ended in three row overs. Emma M3 rode over, Maudlin M2 rode over, Clare Hall M1 rode over, and then Clare 3 were bumped right at the start by Kings 2, the sandwich boat. So congratulations to them on making it into the M3 division.
Excellent stuff. So just before you go, let's just set us the scene down there. What's it looking like? What the spectators' numbers like?
Yeah, it's... a lot busier than it was yesterday, I have to say, Mike. It's a party atmosphere. I think that's what Jack said earlier, and that sums it up pretty well. People are very happy. There's cheering, particularly Grassy Corner and the Plough. I know the Cam FM coverage is going out of the Plough, so hello to everyone there. It's a beautiful evening, slightly cooler than it has been. But yeah, I think if you've not been down yet, I think I would definitely recommend it. I've loved every second I've been here.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Jack. Bye-bye.
One, two. Rowing in the made bunts, everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of Maybumps coverage on Cam FM.